各位弟兄姐妹，新年平安。
Peace to you all in this new year.
今年的冬天是个暖冬。
It's been a warm winter.
但是呢，感冒的病毒还是照样到处肆虐。
Even so, flu virus is still pretty rampant.
因此，每一年冬天以前，很多人都会去做感冒预防注射。
That's why even before the winter, people usually opt to receive vaccination.
以免因为不小心或者身体软弱抵抗力减弱就染上了感冒。
This is just to prevent in case if our body becomes weak, we would end up getting affected by flu virus.
所以我们要保守我们自己免于疾病的侵袭，需要打预防针。
Therefore, if we are to protect our bodies, we usually would receive the vaccination.
2015年一个最重要的课题是平安跟保护自己。
2015, one of the important lessons is peace and how to protect ourselves.
许多人旅行的时候要特别注意安全。
A lot of people, when they travel, they have to be wary of safety.
2016年我想大概也是一样。
I think 2016 is going to be the same.
我们要保守自己的身体健康来抵抗病毒。
We protect our physical body from virus infection.
我们要保护自己免得受到恐怖分子的攻击。
We also have to protect ourselves from terrorist attacks.
那么精神和灵性上呢？
What about our spiritual well-being?
这个社会有无数的信息在广泛的流传。
There's a lot of different messages spreading around in our society.
也有一些我们周围人的生活方式在影响我们。
Also different lifestyles around us that would also affect us.
很多负面的讯息好像病毒一样不知不觉地在侵袭我们。
Many negative messages are similar to virus trying to infect us.
我们会不会因此而被影响而受感染呢？
Are we to be affected because of that?
当我们以打疫苗和运动来保护我们的身体的时候，
When we use vaccination and exercise to protect our body,
我们怎么来保护我们的精神和灵性呢？
How do we protect our spiritual health?
现在我们一起来读今天的经文。
Now we're going to read today's scripture.
我先读中文，Melissa 姐妹要读英文。中文，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的也应当我看不太见衣服的也应当厌恶，也应当厌恶。那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀感谢，愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远，阿们。
English verse 20. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy. Mix with fear, hating even the clothing stained by the corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, your Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord.
犹大书是耶稣肉身的弟弟犹大2000年前写下的一本书。
The book Jude was written 2000 years ago by Jesus' brother.
那么这本书的少数的书卷它只有一章。
It's a very short book. It only has one chapter.
我认为这本书的主题是保守。
And I think the theme for this book is to keep yourself.
重点在于勉励基督徒要保守自己。
And the key point is to encourage Christians to keep ourselves.
我觉得这个主题对当时的读这本书的基督徒很重要。
I think it's very important for the theme of this book is important for the Christians back then.
对今天的我们也一样重要。
But it's just as important to us.
这本书所勉励的重点在二十节和二十一节。
So the key encouragement in this book is in verse 20 and 21.
在这里，犹大对这封信的读者有非常重要勉励。
So here Jude has a very important encouragement.
如果从中文的和合本来看，好像犹大勉励我们四件平行的事情。
So from the Chinese version, it reads as if there are four parallel encouragements.
现在呢，大概 PowerPoint 不知道有没有什么问题，所以呢，即使我们没有 PowerPoint， 我们还是可以继续讲下去。
Even though there seems to be some problem, we can still go without the PowerPoint.
这四件事情是在至圣的真道上造就自己。
So these, what are the four? One is to build ourselves up in God's word.
在圣灵里祷告。
Is to pray in holy
spirit. 保守自己，藏在神的爱中。
To keep ourselves in God's love.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
And then to wait for our Lord's mercy.
中文圣经好像告诉我们说，我们应该在这四件事情上面努力。
So if you look at the Chinese version, it seems like we have to equally focus on these four different efforts.
但是原来文字上所呈现的不是四件平行的事情。
But if you look at the original text, it wasn't really focusing on four parallels.
而是一个核心的勉励。
It really is only focusing on one core exhortation.
另外三件事情是做到这个勉励的途径。
And the other three are really just means to achieve this one main core exhortation.
这个核心是保守自己在神的爱中。
So the core focus is to keep ourselves in God's love.
三个实践是你要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
So the three ways to accomplish keeping ourselves in God are to keep to build ourselves up in holy faith and then pray in the Holy Spirit and also wait in the mercy of the Lord.
之所以这样看，我不能花时间来解释原文，但是我们可以用英文来理解。
So we might not have time to look at the original text, but we could look at the English version to understand.
我们看 PowerPoint 上面那个红字是这个句子的主要动词。
So if you look at the PowerPoint, the highlighted in red is the core, is the key main verb in the sentence.
保守自己在神的爱中。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
其实另外三件事情都是以分词的形态出现。
And then if you see the other three actions, they appear in participles.
所以呢，是三个分词形容一个动词。
So these three actions are really used to describe this main action verb.
所以如果你看 NIV 的话，它更清楚，它直接加上了 by 跟 as。
So if you look at the NIV version, it's even clearer. It's clarified by using the word by and as.
所以保守是这本书的重点。
So really, keeping ourselves is the main theme for this entire book.
但是犹大要我们保守什么呢？
But what is Jude trying to tell us in terms of keeping ourselves?
第二十节告诉我们说，他要我们保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Verse 20 reminds us to keep ourselves in God's love.
其他三件事情是保守自己在神爱中的途径。
And the other three are really just means to achieve that.
值得注意的事情是，犹大不是在这里勉励我们要追求在神的爱中。
So what's important to take note of is that he's not trying to tell us to keep on pursuing to be in God's love.
因为我们已经在神的爱里面了。
Because we're already in God's love.
因为神已经先爱我们了。
Because God loved us first.
当然这里犹大勉励的主要的对象是基督徒。
As you can see, Jude is trying to encourage Christians.
基督徒已经蒙神拯救了。
We've already received God, the salvation.
如果我们当中还有人还没有得到耶稣基督的救恩，
if there are any one of us here who haven't received that salvation,
你确实是要追求在神的爱里面。
You then are actually supposed to pursue this being in God's love.
但是神已经爱你，他已经为你预备了救恩了。
But God already loved you in the first place. He prepared a salvation for you.
但是需要你接受，你才能够得着。
The only criteria here is for you to receive that love.
不用做什么，单单接受。
All you need to do is simply receive.
至于我们基督徒，我们本来就是蒙爱的。
As for us Christians, we already are loved.
我们已经蒙恩了。
And we've received the grace from God.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Jesus died for our sin.
让我们得到拯救。
So that we can be saved.
可是为什么我们需要保守呢？
If so, why is it that then we need to keep ourselves in God's love?
难道我们会失去吗？
Is it because we can possibly lose this love?
是的，有可能我们会失去神的爱。
The answer is yes, we can potentially lose his love.
因此犹大特别勉励我们。
And that's the reason why Jude is here to encourage us.
怎么样的状况会不在神的爱中呢？
So under what kind of circumstance would we be falling out of God's love?
我想犹大在二十四节自己提出了诠释。
We can see in verse 24 how Jude provided his own interpretation of this.
二十四节告诉我们说，当我们不失脚的时候，我们就在神的爱中。
Verse 24 said, once when we are not to stumble, that's when we can stay in God's love.
失脚是指我们在信仰的道路上跌倒。
Stumble is referring to when we are fallen in the path of faith.
我们跌倒了，我们就起不来了。
When we fall, we can't even stand up.
更具体的说，我们失脚，使我们离弃了神。
More concretely speaking, saying that when we stumble, that's when we abandon God.
神不会改变他对我们的爱。
God's love is unchangeable.
对，耶稣在十字架上，上十字架之前最后的晚餐的时候，他就应许。
When Jesus was about to go on the cross, that last supper, he made a promise.
他和我们立约，他绝不会离弃我们。
That promise was that he will never forsake us.
可是我们呢？当我们重新离弃神的时候，这个爱就会失去。
But for us, if we are to forsake God, abandon God all over again, that's when we will lose his love.
因为爱是双方面的。
Because love is a mutual thing.
当我们放弃神的爱的时候，神不会勉强我们在他的爱中。
When we are to give up God's love, God won't force us to keep on staying in His love.
什么时候我们会离弃信仰，放弃救恩呢？
So when will we actually abandon this faith and forsake His salvation?
当我们信主后又重新向神说，我不再把你当作神了。
It is when we already accepted His salvation, believed in Him, but we decided to reject His love all over again.
我们就不再在神的爱中了。
It is that then we will leave His love.
当我们失去救恩，远离神的时候
，When we lose His salvation and leave God,
我们就无法在主再来的时候坦然地面对他。
We will no longer be able to come before Him freely in His second coming.
另一个值得注意的事情是我们有时候还没有走到这么远。
Another important thing to mention is.We might not even have gone that far.
但是我们有可能已经在朝着这个方向走。
But we might have already been walking towards this leaving God's love's path.
可怕的是有时候我们不自觉我们正在朝着这个方向走。
The scary thing is sometimes we're not even aware that we're on this path.
因此我们要保守自己。
And that's the reason why we need to keep ourselves.
什么样的状况或者原因会使我们重新离开信仰呢？
So, under what circumstance would we leave this faith?
在犹大书里面提到有一些人呢，因为对真道认识不清，受异端的引诱而离开信仰。
Jude had mentioned in the same book that there were some people who, because of unclear understanding of the truth and also being tempted by heretic teaching, that's why they left the faith.
异端的影响使他们离开了神。
Heresy was the reason why they left God.
但是有的时候呢，其实异端的影响跟我们的里面的私欲有密切的关系。
Sometimes heretic teaching has close relation with our own internal self needs. Or
当我们里面的有私欲，人不对的时候，我们更容易受到异端的影响。
When we are tempted by our own needs, that's when we are most likely to be affected by heresy.
所以你看犹大书里面其他的地方在谈到异端，也谈到异端所带来的人生命的改变。
So when you see in Jude, when he mentioned heresy, he also mentioned the outcome and the change of being affected by heresy.
今天我们呢 我们也会遇见异端。
So what about us now? We're also likely to encounter heresy.
例如你经过Massachusetts Avenue, 你会看到一个令人注目的教堂。
For instance, when you pass Mass Ave, you will see this impressive church.
你看它的名字叫 Christian Science.
And it's named Christian Science.
你可能会走进去，你听到一种道理。
You might walk in and hear a teaching.
你以为这是基督教的道理，你就接受了。
You thought that was Christian teaching, so you accepted it.
你反而离弃了圣经的教导。
But because of that,You are actually forsaking the actual true Christian teaching.
或者你在开车在二号路上，你看到一个漂亮的教堂。
Maybe you just drove past Route 2 and you saw this church.
比我们教堂还漂亮。
It's even more better than our church.
你就进去了。
So you walked in.
然后你听他们说，耶稣以前是人，后来变成了神。
You heard them preach about how Jesus used to be man, but he then became God.
然后呢，耶和华以前是人，后来变成神。
You also heard them saying Jehovah, God used to be man, but then he became God later.
我们现在是人，如果信了摩门教，有一天我们也会变成神。
They continue teaching saying, we are also human now, but we can one day become God.
你可能接受了，你就离开了真理。
You might accept their teaching, and that's when you are leaving the Bible's teaching.
可能我们不是像当时的读者的处境，因为受到异端的诱惑而离开神。
Maybe we were not like the Christians back then mentioned in Jude's letter.
我们可能是生活中遇见的困难。
We might not be tempted by heresy to leave God's love, but we might be encountering difficulties in our lives.
常常我们认为神没有按我们的祷告成就，我们就离开了神。
Maybe it's because we're disappointed by the fact that God didn't listen to our prayers and we left God because of that.
可能我们在生活当中面对压力忙于工作我们就渐渐离开神。
Maybe it's just the pressure from work that slowly gradually pulled us away from God.
有可能我们被世俗的价值观所吸引我们就偏离了神的道路。
Maybe we're attracted to more secular values and we started to stray away from God.
也可能我们被试探所胜被罪恶所捆绑。
Maybe it's the temptation of the temptation or the overcome by temptation or us just tied in sin.
有些时候有些事情譬如说家庭风波职业问题让我们不知不觉地离开了神的。
Maybe it's family strife or just work stress that gradually pulled us away.
有一个原因
I'm done.
有一个原因现在离我们很遥远可是不保证我们将来不会发生。
There's another reason that might pull us away from God. It might seem very far away from us now, but there's no guarantee it's not going to happen.
就是遭遇逼迫。
This reason is the encountering of persecution.
当我们被刀放在我们的脖子上的时候我们坚持不住。
When we are asked or we're challenged to be a knife next to our neck,maybe we can't stand our ground.
有的时候在教会当中的人际关系有差错。
Sometimes it might just be the interpersonal conflict in church.
我看到教会当中有令我们失望的事情发生。
Or we see disappointment in church.
有时候只是搬家。
Sometimes it might just be because of relocation.
到了新的地方找不到合适的教会。
We arrived in a new place.The challenges of not finding a good church,
我们就渐渐远离。
That then started pulling us away.
有时候我们软弱到只是信主之后的激情过去了。
Sometimes it might be because we've passed this honeymoon stage of being a believer.
感觉没有了。
We've lost that feeling.
上面所说的这些都可能使我们离开神。
All these reasons mentioned above might be reasons for us to forsake God.
都使我们没有保守自己藏在神的爱中。
These might be reasons why we are not keeping ourselves in God's love.
如果以上的状况都可能使我们远离神。
If all these reasons might be potential reasons for us to forsake God.
我们有可能有足够的抵抗力来面对这些挑战、引诱跟试探吗？
Do we have enough immunity?To stay away from these temptations, challenges, and trials?
或者是我们有没有足够的警觉知道我们在朝这个方向走?
In other words, do we have the awareness that we are potentially walking away from God.
我们怎么可以保守自己呢？
How are we to keep ourselves?
我前面讲到有三个分词来形容这个主要的勉励。
I mentioned earlier, it wasn't the four parallels, but there were really three participles supporting this core meaning.
这是三个我们应该努力的作为。
These are three practices.
首先，我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The first is to build up in the holy faith.
真道是什么呢？
What is this holy faith referring to?
真道是神的话。
It's referring to God's word.
神透过耶稣基督和这本圣经向我们启示的真理。
God revealed through us, through the Bible and through Jesus Christ.
这是我们信仰的内容。
He revealed his truth to us, and that's the substance of our faith.
如果我们要保守自己，就要把我们的生命建立在神的话语上。
So if we are to keep ourselves, we need to build our lives on God's word.
让真道做我们的基础。
Let his word be our foundation.
让真道做我们生命的指引。
Be a foundation and the guide of our life.
让真道成为我们分辨是非的准则。
Let his word be our moral standard.
让真道成为我们生命一切抉择的根基。
Let his word be the foundation of all the decisions that we make in our lives.
此外，要让神的话成为我们属灵生命的养分。
We also need to use his word to be the nutrient of our spiritual health.
有了神的话在我们生命当中，
His word in our life,
我们的属灵生命才能成长，
is going to help our spiritual grow.
神的话是我们属灵的食物。
His word is really the food to our spiritual life.
而且是健康营养的属灵食物。
It's not just food, it's healthy and nutritious food.
我有时候担心我们现在的心脑意念吃了太多的 junk food.
I always wonder, perhaps we eat too much of these junk food for our mind and heart.
打电动、看电视、上网、八卦。
Video game, too much TV.Too long of a time online or even just gossiping.
有时候我们也喜欢一些属灵的 junk food.
Sometimes we might even like spiritual junk food.
这些会破坏我们属灵的胃口。
All these could ruin our spiritual appetite.
我们有没有真正的用至圣的真道来造就自己呢？
Are we really using God's holy faith, the true God, true word, to build up ourselves?
我们有没有好好的读神的话呢？
Have we been reading his word?
在新的年度里面，你有没有好好的立志读圣经呢？
Did you set up your New Year's resolution to focus and to read his word?
有没有立志好好的参加主日学呢？
Did you make that decision to attend Sunday school this year?
好好在团契聚会当中好好的查经呢？
Did you make up your mind to attend fellowship and to Bible study?
然后每一天好好的灵修呢？
And also your daily devotions.
我们在城区，我们想多开一些成人主日学。
In our city outreach ministry, we want to provide a lot of Sunday school classes.
没有空间。
Except we don't have enough space.
我们只有一个房间。
We really only have one room.
那个隔屏隔开。
And there's a divider in between.
分两个班。
So the room can be separated into two.
里面那个班呢，可以用 PowerPoint， 但是非常的暗，容易睡觉。
The one towards the back has PowerPoint system, but it's very dark, so you can fall asleep easily.
外面那个房间光线充足，但是不能用 PowerPoint.
The one towards the front is brighter, but it doesn't have a projector.
我们团契查经的时候。五个小组在一个房间里面。
When we do Bible study in a fellowship, during fellowship time, there's really five small groups all crammed into one room.
讨论的时候，只要有人笑了，就互相干扰。
So during discussion, if one person laughs, every group is affected.
当我们在这里，我说的是在这里，我们有那么宽敞的空间跟机会的时候，我们有没有好好的把握？
For those of us here in Lexington, when we are blessed with this facility and space,have we taken that advantage?
上面说的在真道上造就自己。
So the Bible and in Jude it says to build our keep ourselves on God's word.
都需要很长的时间才会有成果。
This is something that needs to be done over time.
我们的时代什么都要求速成。
In this day and age, everything is about quick results.
速成的东西很立即，但是常常没有深度。
Rapid results give is very quick, but there's usually lack depth.
你要有深度，你就要有熬红豆汤的精神。
So if you are to reach the depth quality, then you need to have the spirit of stewing red bean soup.
红豆汤要慢慢熬，才能够把红豆熬烂。
To make you need to cook red bean soup slowly in order to cook thoroughly and make it soft.
属灵的追求要循序渐进。
The pursuit of spiritual growth is also a gradual process.
才能真正让你的灵命有深度。
It takes time, and that's when you could build that depth.
第二，要在圣灵里祷告。
The second practice is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做在圣灵里祷告呢？
What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit?
祷告第一是对上帝的依靠宣言。
So first of all, praying means that we are declaring our reliance on God.
是来向上帝宣告说我要来依靠你。
It's to tell God that I am right here and I need to rely on you.
其次，祷告不是来改变神。
Second, it's not to change God.
祷告是来改变自己。
To pray is to help ourselves to change.
来改变自己，让我们合神心意。
To help us change to the point where we are matching God's will.
是来寻求上帝的旨意，让我们的心思行动来符合他的旨意。
It's to seek God's will so that our mind and heart and action is matching up to His will.
我们要如何能够明白神的心意呢？
How is it that we can truly understand what God's will is?
谁来帮助我们呢？
Who is to help us?
圣灵。
That helper is Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们信主的时候已经住在我们里面。
Holy Spirit is already living in us the minute that we've accepted Christ.
他是我们的保惠师。
He is our counselor.
他来帮助我们，赐给我们力量。
He's here to help us, give us strength.
他来引导我们，光照我们，让我们明白神的心意。
He's here to guide us and to shine us light so that we have the understanding of God's will.
学习在圣灵里祷告，就是要学习在祷告当中经历神的引导。
To practice and to learn to pray in the Holy Spirit is to learn how to encounter God, encounter Holy Spirit in our prayer.
就是学习在祷告中经历神的圣灵的扶持、帮助和力量。
That is to experience Holy Spirit's guidance and help and His strength and power through praying.
寻求在我们里面的圣灵来引导我们，来光照我们。
To seek the Holy Spirit in prayer is to seek the Holy Spirit as we pray.
因此我们每一次的祷告不是来做例行报告。
So that is to say when we pray, it's not this routine report to God.
不是喃喃自语。
It's not just a murmur to yourself.
不是在追求特殊的感觉。
It's not to seek the special feeling.
而是要用心提醒我们，我们来到神面前，透过圣灵的力量得到引导。
What prayer really is to use our mind and heart is to learn and to hear God, to ask for His guidance.
让我们一起用这样的心态来祷告。
Let us all use this type of attitude to pray.
在尝试中，在学习中，越来越经历圣灵的工作。
Let us go through this practice through trial and error, but to experience God's work this way.
第三，我们要学习一个仰望神的态度。
The third practice is to learn to wait for the Lord's mercy.
不断地提醒我们自己，我们要仰望神。
We need to constantly remind ourselves that we need to wait for our Lord.
基督教信仰是一个强调恩典的信仰。
Our Christian faith is a faith that focuses on grace.
也是一个强调不断地仰望神、倚靠神的恩典的信仰。
It's one that continuously reminds us that we need to rely on God's mercy.
不是我们自己不需要努力。
It's not that we don't need to put in any effort.
而是我们知道我们的努力如果没有神的成就就归于徒然。
It's that we understand that without God's help, our effort is all futile.
在信仰上我们要仰望神。
We need to wait, have hope in God.
在奔跑人生的道路的时候我们要仰望神。
In this earthly life, we need to wait for God.
在追求保守自己上，更要仰望神的怜悯。
So in this process of pursuing in keeping us in God's love, we need to look up to Him and wait for our Lord.
因为我们认识我们自己的有限。
It's also because we acknowledge that we are limited.
也认识到我们的神是那位蛮有大能的神。
We also acknowledge that our God is the powerful God.
所以我们不断地来依靠他。
And it's because of this we come before Him and we rely on Him continuously.
这样的依靠是持续的。
This type of reliance is ongoing.
直到我们走完这条人生的路, 直到他再来。
It's all the way until we finish our life on earth, until His second coming.
我发现我们刚信主的时候依靠神比较容易。
I've noticed that it's easier for us to rely on God when we first become Christian.
因为什么都不会, 什么都不懂, 比较谦卑。
It's because at that time we don't know much, we don't know how to do a lot of things, and so we tend to be more humble.
我们的问题是信主久了。
The problem lies in when we are older, we become Christian for a longer time.
圣经读的次数多了, 懂得多了。
We've read the Bible several times, we know more.
我们参与服事了, 我们做同工了, 我们做团契召集人了。
We participated in church services, we are the coordinators of Bible study fellowship.
我们服事有成果了, 事业或研究有成果了, 被夸奖了, 被肯定了, 被尊重了。
We've seen results, not just in our service in church, our work, and we've been receiving compliments, and we felt that sense of accomplishment.
然后我们就失去了谦卑。
That's when we start losing our humbleness.
我们就以为我们能。
We know that's when we feel like we can.
于是依靠神的心不知不觉地失去了。
That's when we're gradually losing that reliance on God.
然后危机就出现了。
That's also when crises start to occur.
唯有我们的自信心是建立在对神的信心和仰望上。
Only when our self-confidence is built upon the reliance on Lord, our Lord.
这样的信心才能够真正带给我们。
It's that kind of faith that will bring us the great gains.
我们要仰望主的怜悯，只等到他来。
We need to wait upon our Lord all the way until He comes.
我们要让他的再来成为我们的盼望，成为我们的动力。
We need to let His coming be the motivation in our lives.
当我们持有永恒的盼望，用永恒的眼光来看现今的生活的时候。
When we hold that eternal viewpoint in our lives,
我们才能够超越前面我们所说的这些引诱、逼迫、试探和种种使我们离开神的原因。
It's with these eternal hope can we surpass the temptations, the trials, the challenges, and all the reasons that might pull us away from God.
我没有时间了，所以最后一段我只能够很快地谈到。
I'm running out of time, so I will go jump to the last point.
我们在今年开始的时候谈的是自保。
In the beginning of this year, we talk about self-preservation.
看起来很消极。
But keeping ourselves, it sounds very pessimistic.
其实自保才能够救别人。
But the truth is, you have to protect yourself first before you can save others.
所以不要忘了我们自保是要抢救世人。
Don't forget that to protect ourselves is really for the purpose of saving others.
这里告诉我们说, 抢救世人要存着积极的热心。
So here it's telling us we are to rescue, to save others, we need to be passionate and be fervent.
但是我们要非常的谨慎跟惧怕。
But we also need to be cautious and to be fearful.
免得我们被世俗沾染。
Be fearful of the contamination of the earthly influence.
保守自己之外，不要忘记神所托付给我们的福音使命。
So apart from keeping ourselves protecting us, we also need to remember God's commission.
最后，我们不要忘记保守自己这个工作是神和人的同工。
Lastly, we also need to remember that keeping ourselves is a work between us and God.
24节，犹大很清楚地告诉我们，真正能保守我们的是我们的神。
So in verse 24, it reminded us that really the one who can keep us is God.
神透过耶稣基督来拯救我们。He,
God used Jesus Christ to save us.
那继续透过圣灵来扶持引导我们。He
then, through the Holy Spirit, He used Holy Spirit to guide us.
那也要拯救我们到底。God
will save us to the end.
保守我们不受外来的挑战。
He will protect us from outside challenges.
但是他也希望看到我们自己有更认真的行动和追求。
But God also wants to see us pursuing Him in truth.
让我们在新的年度竭力保守自己。
Let us all try to keep ourselves in God's love in this new year.
在保守自己的时候，我们更来依靠他。
As we keep ourselves, we are to also rely on God.
在保守自己的同时，我们不要忘记神所托付给我们的福音的使命。
In keeping ourselves, we are to not forget the challenges and the mission that God bestowed upon us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你的圣灵光照我们。
Lord, we ask that your Spirit shine upon us.
求你的灵来引导我们。
That your Spirit come and guide us.
特别显明我们里面隐而未现的危机和罪。
Please help reveal us the sins that are hidden from us.
让我们在你的里面能够守节清心，蒙你眷顾。
Please let us keep a pure heart and just that you could protect us.
让我们新的年度可以成为合你心意的健康的基督徒。
Let this new year be a year that is pleasing to you and that we have a healthy spiritual life.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.